Okay, so chapter 4 is a deep chapter, and it's called What Are the Idols in Your Heart? So, a little bit of background here. Ever since I came to Christ, I've had this deep desire to hear from God in prayer. And to be more technical, although I don't think it's really needed to be technical, but just to be more technical, I believe that we mainly hear from the Holy Spirit. And so that's been a major focus of mine. In fact, my number one focus for over the last 2 years. Okay. And so one of the most helpful verses that helped me pinpoint why I was getting incorrect answers was Ezekiel 14, 2 through 5. So Ezekiel 14, 2 through 5 roughly says, if they come, the Lord is saying, if they come to me with idols in their heart, I'll respond to them according to the idols in their heart. And so an idol in your heart is something that you are prioritizing, you're emotional about, and you have a desire of that thing or some kind of association with that thing above your love for God. For me, I had three. Eating, which is, interesting, I'll get back to eating, money, and my wife. So when I prayed, I would constantly get wrong answers around eating, money, and my wife. And so the first one that I conquered was eating. In that I just said to the Lord, I'm praying, Lord, what should I eat? I had never gotten, well, there was one time in my life where I was in pretty good shape, but all the rest of my life since my early 20s, I've been overweight. Not grossly overweight, although there were a few times. At one point, I was 255 pounds, and at 5'10", that's not a great look. But I had ranged from 215 to 230 for many years. And then starting in 2020, I kind of slimmed down some. And I was sticking around the like 205 kind of range. Still overweight, still pudgy, not, chiseled or anything like that. And so when I would pray about what to eat, I would get wrong answers, right? It was okay to sometimes eat Reese cups, and I loved Reese cups. And so when I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I give you permission. Help me become excellent in every area of my life, including my weight and my body. That's when I started getting accurate answers. And since then, I have lost 35 pounds. I'm in the best shape of my life. At 47 years old, I'm in the best shape of my life. My stomach is better looking, and I'm not exactly at six-pack abs yet. But I will be. And I'm also super strong. I'm stronger than I've been in, 25 years. And that's because the Lord started leading me and I started getting accurate answers. With my wife, we had, one day, I talk about this in the book, but we had an argument one day, and it went different than any other argument we'd ever had. And in prayer, I got the Lord saying, I had to get you to trust me more. Then you were worried about letting her down. See, she had been an idol in my heart. And then the third around money is I had to, while money was a struggle, I had to stop letting money stress me out and stop letting it be my master. And that was not easy. It wasn't easy. But if you're in that situation, the Lord will help you. Stop having your emotions tied to what's in the bank account and trust the Lord and thank Him for helping you trust in Him, and you will see a change. Now, highly recommend that you go through the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 4.